Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio show. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Today, we've got an incredible guest that's going to challenge you to think big. And if there was ever a time when you needed to empower your amazing mind, it's right now. You're going to love it today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
When the world changes, investing strategy changes too. The coronavirus is disrupting economies, financial systems, and daily life like nothing in modern history. Sheltering in place might protect you from the virus, but a wait-and-see approach to investing now is like pulling the sheets over your head while the house burns down. It's not the time to be complacent. So we're calling our huge network of thought leaders, seasoned investors, and technical experts to find out what they're seeing, thinking, and doing to mitigate risk and capture opportunity, and we're recording all of it. We're calling it our Coronavirus Crisis Investing Webinar, and it's totally free. All you need to do is register. Remember, mainstream media doesn't talk to real estate investors. They don't understand you because Wall Street pays them not to. That's why the real estate guys are here. To register for the Crisis Investing Webinar, simply send an email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com. That's crisis@realestateguysradio.com. Real world wisdom is the best vaccine for a healthy financial future. Send your email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio show. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Joining me, as usual, it is our financial strategist and co-host, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
You know, people in these times, when everything is different and changed and we're sheltering in place, tend to get a little negative, a little down. Life isn't the same as it's been, and sometimes that's disturbing to people. Change is difficult. And yet, other folks are taking this unique set of circumstances and time to better themselves, to get some of those things checked off their to-do list, to start thinking about a better future. And today, we're going to talk about a challenge to have you thinking bigger than ever before.
Yeah, it all starts in your mind. We say this all the time. How you think and what you believe affects what you do, and what you do affects the results you produce. You look throughout history, especially just in recent history. I mean, in my lifetime, I've seen the 1987 stock market crash. Even before that, we saw the dollar collapse when Nixon took us off the gold standard. I was in grade school when that happened, but I remember it. Remember the gas lines, been through the different Middle East wars and those different things that have gone on, presidential resignations, impeachments, assassinations, assassination attempts, the 9/11 event, Y2K. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Every day, the world is going to give you things to freak out about. And if you let that get inside your heart and mind, then it's going to affect the decisions you make. You're only going to see doom and gloom. You're not going to see the flip side of all that, which is opportunity. In those very same environments, there have been people who have both failed spectacularly and been ruined forever. There's been people who have failed spectacularly and have bounced back. I'm going to put myself in that club. And then there's going to be people that have managed to not only survive those things, but thrive through them, like guys like Kenny McElroy and other people that we get to hang around with. And so you have to ask yourself, what's the difference? Well, obviously, the difference isn't the circumstances, because we were all in the same swimming pool when, you know, it happened. It's really what's going on between your ears and the decisions you make with the resources that you have. And so it all starts in your head. And now is a great time to remind ourselves of that, because we're going through something that is a little freaky. And there's a lot of stuff in the news every day to give you things to worry about. But get your head screwed on straight. And I think that we'll all come through this not only fine, but probably better than ever.
Well, if you're listening in real time, that means that you are applying yourself and putting good ideas in your brain during these challenging times. Our listenership has gone up in shelter in place world. But at the same time, a lot of folks aren't thinking that way. And so we thought it'd be a great time to bring to you a gentleman who's going to just absolutely astound you with his vocabulary, with his enthusiasm. Mark Victor Hansen is one of the best-selling authors in the world. He's written hundreds of books. Several of them have sold tens of millions of copies. Chicken Soup for the Soul, the series he did with Jack Canfield, has sold more than 500 million copies. It's an amazing achievement, and he's an amazing guy. When we come back, Mark Victor Hansen returns to the Real Estate Guys radio show.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Garrett Sutton, Robert Kiyosaki's asset protection attorney and the author of Loopholes of Real Estate and Start Your Own Corporation. As an American or foreign-based investor in U.S. real estate, you know we are a litigious society. You know that you need to protect your real estate, paper, and bullion holdings with the right mix of LLCs and corporations. Our firm, Corporate Direct, not only forms these entities, but importantly, we properly maintain them too. If you fail to follow the corporate formalities, you can lose it all in an instant. Corporate Direct is your source for LLC protection and maintenance in all 50 states. Visit CorporateDirect.com or call 800-600-1760. Mention the Real Estate Guys for a free bonus. That's 800-600-1760 or CorporateDirect.com. We look forward to assisting you at CorporateDirect.com.
Real Estate Guys listeners, are you tired of losing real estate deals due to financing issues? Have you had enough of waiting on banks, lenders, and investor groups to fund new projects? What if there were a way to eliminate all the hassle and invest in real estate on your own terms? I'm here to tell you there is. Patrick Donahoe here from Paradigm Life. I'm an Investopedia top 100 most influential financial advisor, and I recently wrote a best-selling book about the financial strategy that changed my entire investment model and the one that could change yours. To get a copy of my book for free and learn how you can maximize your real estate portfolio by acting as your own bank, send an email to mybank@realestateguysradio.com. Don't make another real estate deal without reading my book first. Email mybank@realestateguysradio.com now to get your copy for free.
Hi, I'm Steve Forbes. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Listen up.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, now in our 23rd year of broadcasting. Today, we're not talking exactly about real estate. We're talking about thinking bigger and being better and smarter. And please welcome one of the most amazing and creative men I've ever met. You know him as the founder of Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's Mark Victor Hansen. Welcome back.
Wow, what a nice introduction. Thank you. Good to be back.
It's great to have you, and always love getting around your energy and enthusiasm. And, you know, you've done big things in your life. And we're talking today about how sometimes people's vision for themselves is limiting. They want to invest in a couple houses, and they don't see how they could be more, have more, do more. And you're a guy that has done so much and continues to. What would you say to those kind of folks who seem to be their own worst enemy?
Spontaneously, I'm going to answer that you got to hang out with other people that are doing bigger, better, more extraordinary things than you are. And as you know, right now, my wife volunteered us to be co-chair people of Child Help Global Village, where we're buying the most land ever bought in Arizona from the Native Indians. And we're going to build a $1 billion village that we end child abuse, neglect, and trafficking. And we're going to train the whole world on how to do that. And I'm sort of astounded, because what has happened is, when you think big enough, some doors open that couldn't open. If you just say, well, I want you to pay me a quarter, you go, are you nuts? You can't work for a quarter. But if I say, you know, this is going to cost you $10,000, you're going to pay attention. Now, if you do a $1 billion project, you'd be amazed the amount of people that are willing to pay attention. Like here, we're in an office with our dear friend Ken. And the minute I told him that, he brought me into this little conference room with all of his people and said, this is what we're doing, and we're helping Mark. And I went, oh my God, this is so amazing, because, you know, he's got this, and he's part of YPO, Young Presidents Organization, where I don't know what the numbers are today, but you got to be making millions and have over 50 employees, and, you know, yada, yada, and there's 7,000 or 9,000 members of that. And it's amazing what you can do if you think big. It's easy. It costs no more to think big than small, and it takes less energy because it's more exciting. Yet when you wake up, And you feel the inner drive to get stuff done, just like you have in real estate. Isn't that true?
Yeah, so true. And you know what's really interesting about that is, you talked about this energy and getting around the right people. I look at your career, right? I mean, you and Jack Canfield launched this more books sold than anybody ever. What you do with clean water, and we'll talk about that, and energy, and all these things are partnerships. It does take more than one.
It does. And when I was doing the seminars with Bob Allen, and we were talking about real estate net, we had a guy that was buying a $1 million building in New York exactly when 911 happened, because you brought it up. And what happened is, he said he had his wallet and left it at home. So he was turned around, left the building to go get his wallet to finalize the deal in the World Trade Center for $1 million. And all of a sudden, he saw the plane hit. And he said, you know, I worked in World Trade Center for every day for the last couple of months, and I wouldn't have believed it. But before that happened, they pulled out all the gold bars that were stamped U.S. gold, you know, held in the bottom of that thing. And that's why they found no gold there, because they took it out. And he said, I never thought about it, but I could have taken one of those gold things. There was no bodyguards or anything around it. So, you know, somebody knew something was going to happen. And I don't want to be a conspiracy theory guy, but it's amazing, because he was buying a $1 million building. The point of this story is, and he forgot his wallet, which is maybe divine right action or whatever. And I believe those of us that start to claim that we're under the favor of God are, or you got a little Lilliputian on your shoulder, or you believe in the unicorn or whatever it is that you have, because it's done unto you according to your belief. You know, this guy stayed out of that harm's way. Thank God. I've been in that building 125 times talking, so I'm really clear. I didn't know there was gold in the bottom of it. Dang.
Well, that brings up another point, which is timing, right? You can't control the timing of everything. Sometimes a great idea, it's the wrong time. And yet we live in a pretty amazing time in terms of technology. I know you pay attention to a lot of that stuff.
So let's talk about that. First of all, we're in the most amazing technology time, because technology creates fundamental abundance for the first time. I mean, the cell phone has everything dematerialized. It's got my camera in it. I don't no longer buy film. I don't have to buy Kodak. It's got my Google Maps in it, and the Google Maps are as good here as when I'm in Spain or when I'm in Asia or wherever. It's an amazing thing. It has my calendar. It has my voice. It has texting. It has ability to shut off, thank God. And, you know, it's the music you listen to at night. So it's a wonderful thing. But with regard to timing, I got to talk to all the smartest 20 guys in Silicon Valley. I'm not part of Silicon. I love it and love what they've done to make America and the world better in a lot of ways with all those breakthroughs, which we can talk about. But I'm on with the smartest guy, Ray Kurzweil. Now, Kurzweil, like my teacher, Dr. Bucky Fuller, had an invention chart of how fast stuff happened. But he starts with the whole thing with Moore's Law. It doubles in effectiveness every 2 years and halves in price. But then he said, look, you got to be at exactly the right time with your invention. Like he invented, because of Bucky's invention called synergetic math, and Bucky had a thing called Buckyballs, which allowed nanotechnology. So he ultimately created nanobots and all that. And Ray Kurzweil we're talking about. Now he's never had a job until he took Google X, which Google X means tenfold everything that you do. Whatever you're going to do at this level, tenfold it. We're talking about thinking big here. But Kurzweil said, if an invention is a day too early, it won't work, or a day too late. It's got to be exactly right on time to deliver. And he obviously delivered that right. And he's delivering a lot of really cool stuff at Google right now. And we're at this exciting time if you're awake. Now, if you listen to the news media, the Crisis News Network on a full-time basis, you're going to be a despondent, disconsolate, and depressed. So I'm saying, you know, obviously listen to podcasts like this, listen to, you know, my tapes or read my books, or there's a lot of good stuff out there. There's never been so much good stuff. And I hope people decide to implode their head positively, so they decide to explode and go do wonders in their life and have thrill and have epic experiences.
Now, in addition to Chicken Soup for the Soul, you've written all kinds of books, more than 300 books, I think, in all kinds of great areas. Once a year, we do our annual goals retreat. Two of the books I always talk about are The Power of Focus.
Thank you.
One of your first books, Future Diary, which is really interesting to be thinking about your future. And it's, of course, the essence of goal setting, but it's more than that. It's really projecting the kind of life you want. And we're talking about thinking big, hopefully nothing more big and exciting than your future.
That's exactly it. I mean, where are you going to spend the rest of your life in the future? And most people, the future is long-range planning. Is what am I going to do after lunch? Well, that isn't it. Long-range planning is, you know, in China, they do 1,000-year plans. Now, my teacher, Bucky Fuller, was, you know, is in World War I, so he was trained as an admiral, graduated Harvard and all that, and learned wargaming. But wargaming is a 50-year planning. Most people don't know it's that long a plan. If you're in leadership like Bucky was, or like my friend Brad Rotter is from West Point, right, we need to be doing a longer plan. And here's what it is from a business point of view. Bill Gates says, in the short term, we expect too much. In a longer term, we don't expect enough. And like he wrote the big goal. He said, I will get a computer in every home. And everybody thought, a computer? Are you kidding? I mean, you and I are old enough to remember a computer is as big as this room.
Right.
Nobody ever thought this would be a computer. And my friend Buzz Aldrin, the first astronaut to walk on the moon, said, your little cell phone has more computing power than we had going to the moon in whatever that was, 1968.
Literally.
So it's really, my cliche is, the size of your thinking determines the size of your result. And John Kennedy said, in this decade, we'll land a man on the moon and bring him or her back safely. When he said it, they didn't know how to do it. But once you set this big goal, your mind goes to work. Your mind is a cybernetic mechanism. It's teleological. The guy who wrote the book on that in our industry is Maxwell Maltz. He wrote Psycho-Cybernetics, Psycho-Consciousness, Awareness, Thinking. In cybernetics, you're going beep, 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 beep. As you get closer to it, and that's why the new book I've written, Ask, any question you ask is going to give you a result. So if you ask, how am I going to sell a million books? Your mind goes, what do I got to do to sell a million books? So you say, in my case, we're going to say we're going to sell 30 million books in 1 year. You go, wow, that's a bigger goal. And it excites my brain wakes up in the middle of the night and say, do this. And you forgot to call him or her or them. And then everything you listen to has more relevance, more meaning, more impact. And parts of your brain, Robert, go blah, 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 and they pop in the middle of the night. And I wake up and I write down or I dictate into my thing. And like my wife and I pray and meditate every day before we start. And we literally turn on our phones and say, because the ideas come. If you ask for big things, and that's why you say the subconscious, ask is a book title with an exclamation mark and the bridge from your dreams to your destiny. Every one of us has a destiny. I'm suggesting most people got to brush off their goals because they, you know, dreams don't have deadlines, and find some of the stuff that you want to do with your whole heart, soul, and mind, and then go do it and live in excellence. If you go for the excellence, the money will show up.
Well, excited to read the book. It hasn't come out yet. It's coming out very shortly.
April 28th, but we want everyone to go to Amazon and pre-buy a copy because it'll change their life. And if it doesn't, they can send it back to me and I'll send their money back. How's that?
Well, that's awesome. And this whole idea of the bridge from your dreams to your destiny, love that. But let's talk about the ask part, because you've always been a proponent of this, that you don't get in life what you deserve, you get in life what you ask for. Talk about some of the things that are in the book regarding that.
Well, as a little kid, I'm 9 years old and I desperately want a low handlebar racing bicycle. I saw one, I thought, this is the coolest thing ever, and they're exorbitantly expensive, and my dad didn't have any money. It wasn't that he wasn't a generous guy, that he just didn't have it, and I beat on him and say, come on, Dad, please, I want this bicycle. When you're 21, finally got him at 16, finally I figured out, can I have it if I earn it myself, never thinking I'd have it. And I had next to my bed, that visualizing is realizing, I had a picture of ride a wheel on Sheffield steel, ride a low handlebar. And I went to bed dreaming and visualizing. And when I had a little bit of money from newspaper outs, I'd buy a magazine on that. And then I got a Boy Scout magazine and it said, you can sell greeting cards on consignment. And I thought, wow, I could afford this. And I sold more greeting cards than anyone. Not that I wanted to sell greeting cards. I went up to a neighbor's house and snow is deep and I'm wearing a parka and a big furry mitten that my brother had given me and I wiped my nose. I say, I'm earning my own bicycle. Would you like to invest in $1 Christmas cards or two? And because I was taking the self-initiative to ask, the people, most of them, I can't remember anyone that wasn't polite at that time. Now we've got people that are a little more caustic. Like I lived in New York. And, you know, it's a little harder to sell there, but at one time. But I made it in New York. So Frank Sinatra said, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
There you go.
And I made it. But I've literally sold around the world. I've literally asked for things around the world. I've literally, like I said here, I'm asking, you know, a lot of people that are really powerful to help create this $1 billion so we end human trafficking and child abuse and neglect, because it just, we don't have to have it anymore.
And talk about big goals, right? There's something that's big. And so you put something out there and it's like, well, that's so big. And yet many hands make the work light, right? You don't have to be the person that gets all the credit either.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, one of my dear friends who's a superstar on the internet and a Silicon Valley guy, Brad, you know, says he comes back from Saudi Arabia where he met this woman and he said, I got your new best friend that you just never met yet. And I said, oh, really, Brad, who's that? And said, Mitzi Purdue. And I go, Mitzi Purdue. I know Purdue, you university? And said, no, not spelled the same even. And it turns out I get on the phone with her. She graduated Harvard in 1963. She's 84. They do 22 million organic antibiotic-free chickens a week in America. Now, wow. They do them around the world, but Purdue Farms. And she and I just had an instant liking, respect, and admire, as did my wife for her. And then she said, hey, look, I own this organization called WIN that's going to end human trafficking. So I said, look, well, we're doing it to get rid of abuse and neglect started by women your age. So we got now three women that are all earth angels that are 84. And I never signed up to do that. But suddenly I'm with them. And all of a sudden, Brad calls up and says, you and I and Mitzi are going to have a talk. And we're going to figure out how to have an epic event. We're going to get the treasures of the world. Mitzi was just in Taiwan. And the guy gave her the biggest emerald in the world worth $40 million to show and tell, sort of like the crown jewels.
Yep.
And so we started playing with it and we said, well, we're going to have travel all the human treasures so people don't have to do it. And I said, look, I don't know if either one of you were at King Tut's remains when they toured the country. You went, right?
Yeah.
And you paid $20. Do you know 100 million Americans paid $20?
I believe it.
That's $2 billion.
Yeah.
I said, we could get stuff to travel. And they said, well, give me another example. I said, well, I'm friends with Dr. Frank Lutz. Everyone's seen him on TV doing podcasting and all that. But for Child Help, we just did the biggest fundraiser at a house. I'd been at a fundraiser at his house with Gary Sinise for the military. And I got the privilege of sitting next to Clint Eastwood, who I think he's such an icon that his face ought to be on Mount Rushmore. But Clint was so wonderful. At the end of the talk, he said, look, I've been in military. I want to help the military. Tonight, I got to leave here after this. I got to talk at 10 o'clock for $175,000. I'm giving that all to wounded warriors. I know Mark just talked to 20,000 wounded warriors with his wife down at Fort Bliss. So we're really thankful that we got a great military helping us. So now, if you go to Frank's house, so Frank, after this is all done, says, well, I want you and Crystal to stay up. So we stayed up with like 2:30 or 3 in the morning. His house is a museum. It's 8 levels in Bel Air, Hollywood, wherever it was. But he is a collector of stuff. Like, he's got one of the 3 original Declarations of Independence. He's got stuff that no human being has. I'll just do the one, because he said, well, your teacher was Bucky Fuller, and Bucky's teacher at Princeton was Albert Einstein, Dr. Einstein. And I got this thing from Einstein. He had Einstein's picture, and he said, I paid $2 million for this, and it was from Albert Einstein to Dear Menachem Begin. I appreciate the invitation to be the first prime minister of the new Israel. I apologize, but I'm a little busy right now with the war. I cannot be your first prime minister. And I went, holy cow. So I'm on the phone with Mitzi and Brad, and I said, look, what if we, all of us paid $20 to go see King Tut's remains. What if we had the greatest treasures in the world? And I can get some out of the Vatican, because the lawyer for the Vatican's in Horatio Alger Award winner with me. And they got like $4.6 billion worth of, you've been to the Vatican, right?
I have not.
Oh, well, downstairs they got all this artwork like from Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci, and they got the stuff you'd never seen them before in your whole life.
Right.
And Holy Father, I'm told, I hope you saw the new movie, The Two Popes.
No.
No, you need to see that on Netflix. It is wonderful. Anthony Hopkins does a great job.
I bet.
Got an Academy, I guess, again. Anyhow, they got all this great artwork, and it's not doing anything. It's collecting dust. And now, Brad Rotter owns a company that does holographic, HoloLens projections,
right,
both VR, virtual reality, and AR, augmented reality. And let me do a quick aside, and then I'm going to go back to it so you understand, those listening who don't know this stuff. I got to be at the opening of the Museum of the Bible, because we're small contributors to it, the biggest museum in Washington. I ask all of you to go. You know, the guys who did Hobby Lobby were the first funders of it, the Greens, wonderful people. And the guy managing it, because of who I am, took us on a private tour, and I want to do 2 points. But my wife and I just watched on Netflix, we love documentaries, we'd watched Martin Luther King. Now, I grew up as a Lutheran, right? So Martin Luther King switched out of the Catholic Church with 95 treatises. And we just watched this movie with this guy who shaved at the top of his head, like, and is wore these black clothes. And I go in the Museum of the Bible, and he's standing there. Honest to God, Robert, I'm not stupid, but I look at you, and you're real. You're three-dimensional. Right. You're solid. If I bump you, you're going to get black and blue. This augmented reality was so real and so at the right height and so ready to talk and shake my hand. I thought, it's real. I went up to shake his hand, and my hand went straight through him.
Right.
So that's what Brad owns that company, or one part of it, and says, hey, what if we did augmented reality and we had the world's greatest treasure? So we don't even have to move him out of the Vatican. We don't have to move him out of Frank's house. We don't have to move him out of India. We don't have to move him out of China. You know, we can do this, and everybody will pay $20, and you know, we'll have some expenses and all that. So let me just ask you, you're the first one I've gotten to ask since I've created this epic idea along with Mitzi and Brad. Like you said, do you mastermind, where two or more come together and they create a third new invisible mind that is also invincible? Now, that is a word that Napoleon, Dr. Hill, wouldn't use, but I think Andrew Carnegie, my other hero, and I've been to his house in New York at 95th and 5th Avenue, which everyone should visit. It's a Smithsonian house. And in Dornach, I paid $4,000 a day to stay at his house and got to drive his Rolls Royce and see all that stuff. So, because you're supposed to have a thrilling life, and you're supposed to have a life that has memories and cool stuff, and you're asking me to think big. So I'm telling you literally what I've done and what I'm doing and where I'm going. And so the Museum of the Bible, I said 2 things. Here's the second thing. They are willing to give us this stuff because the head of it, curator, most people are not going to get to Washington, and yet they have 100,000 people a week go through this great museum, and they pay $50 or whatever you pay. I don't know, and I apologize. If 50 is too much or too low for you, ask for a scholarship. They'll give it to you because they're generous that way. Anyhow, the point is he has the first black Bible. Now, he said the blacks came when they opened this up, and they came storming in, and it all named people that if I named their names, which I'm going to forego, you'd go, I know that yo-yo brain, and that guy's just a rubber rouser. That guy's just trying to cause trouble, and I don't quite get it. So they all come in his big office. It's as big as this conference room we're in, and they start saying, well, you're not doing anything for blacks. He said, I'm sorry? We have the only black Bibles here. They said, there is no such thing as a black Bible. They said, yes, there is. So he takes them downstairs, and they've got a whole black Bible room, and it's got real augmented reality people. But the black Bible, you know what they didn't let them do? They didn't have the chapter of Exodus. Now, why wouldn't they have Exodus? It's obvious, right? There's no exit.
Yeah.
You're a slave. You're in chains.
Yeah.
You're now working on my cotton farm, and you ain't ever getting out of here. You can have the preacher preach whatever he wants, except the black preachers. I didn't know this. By the way, this is like a 15-minute dialogue this guy's doing, and I'm giving you the essence of it because I want everyone to go to see the Museum of the Bible, just like when we toured this thing, which will probably take 2 years from now. But we're going to raise $2 billion. We're going to push back $150 billion immoral business as far as I'm concerned. I mean, when I talked in L.A. this last week, a woman came up to me and said, I was trafficked for 12 years. I want to help you, and I want to name names and help you. And I went, ooh, you know, this is scary because this is, we're talking about the mob and the cartel. These are big businesses, and you know, that's why you got to watch your kids and not. And I grew up at a time, and I think you did, where you could go play. Your mom didn't have to worry about your dad. Yeah. I'd leave in the morning and say, be back at dinner and don't be late. And whatever you did, they'd never even ask me, I don't think, where I went and what I did.
No, very different times.
But different times. It was the greatest generation, and it was a fun time to be alive. It's still a fun time to be alive. We just got to watch our kids and our grandkids.
Our guest today is Mark Victor Hansen. We're going to give you a chance to play Real Estate Trivia. We'll have more when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Do you have a self-directed IRA invested in a syndication? Guess what? It's a ticking time bomb. Why? Because IRAs get hit with UBIT taxes, even Roth IRAs. Hi, I'm Damian Lupo, and we fix this problem for you forever. It gets even better because using the EQRP, you can literally get rid of taxes from all of your gains forever and protect your nest egg. The EQRP is the best vehicle to get it done. IRAs can't do it, not even Roth IRAs. You see, UBIT happens whenever any type of IRA invests in anything with debt. Don't worry, even if your IRA is already invested in a deal, we can kill that tax. Our team at Total Control Financial is here to give you control of your retirement money and free you from that deadly IRA tax forever. Want to learn more about the EQRP? Send an email to eqrp@realestateguysradio.com. I'll email you my special report and send you a copy of the QRP book. Paying a 37% UBIT tax is stupid. First step to getting rid of that tax is to send an email to eqrp@realestateguysradio.com today.
When it comes to successful rental property investing, it pays to be picky. Pick the right markets, pick profitable properties, and pick great property management. That's easier said than done, but we've got great news. Terry Kerr and his rockstar team at Mid-South Homebuyers are going strong in Memphis, Tennessee, and Little Rock, Arkansas, too. So for a top-notch turnkey single-family home rental property, whether you're a new investor or have a large portfolio already, pick Terry Kerr and Mid-South for a truly A-plus investing experience. To learn more, send an email to midsouth@realestateguysradio.com. That's midsouth@realestateguysradio.com.
Having trouble finding deals where the numbers make sense? Invest in an asset class that delivers cash flow to you in good times and bad, and where most of that cash flow is tax-free. I'm Dave Zook. Many of you have heard me speak at Real Estate Guys events or heard me on their podcast. My team is a top 5 ATM operator in the country, and right now accredited investors can make cash flow returns well into the double digits and get huge tax deductions. For your free report on this lucrative asset class, email ATM@realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Melchiori from Hotel Impossible, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. Hopefully your brain is going crazy with Mark Victor Hansen. Before we get back to the interview with Mark, it's time to play real estate trivia. That's your chance to win a prize by knowing today's real estate trivia question, which actually has something to do with a thing he talked about. You'll see that in a minute. When you hear the question and think you know the answer, send us your best guess to trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Trivia at realestateguysradio.com. You'll need to include your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address. Because if you're the winner, we're going to send you this amazing book called Don't Quit, Stories of Persistence, Courage, and Faith, put together by our good friend Kyle Wilson. It's a bunch of excellent, excellent stories by great authors. And the foreword of this book is written by Mark Victor Hansen. That could be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. Last week on the show, it was Ask the Guys, and we asked this: where is the oldest wooden building on Earth? Well, the five-story pagoda building in Horiuchi, Japan, is the oldest wooden structure in the world. It was built with timber from trees that were harvested in 600 AD. So no complaining about your house. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. Mark talked about King Tut. Well, here's our real estate trivia question. The Egyptian Supreme Council of Antiquities allowed tours of some of King Tut's treasures beginning back in 1962. Where was the first place they were exhibited? So where's the first place outside of Egypt that people were able to see King Tut's treasures? Maybe you've been to those tours. They've gone all over the world, but someplace had to be first. Where was that? If you know, or just want to guess, send your best guess to trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Trivia at realestateguysradio.com. We'll need your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address. The first person that gets it right wins Don't Quit, Stories of Persistence, Courage, and Faith. That's today's real estate trivia question. Mark Victor Hansen is with us. Boy, you have sold a lot of books, my friend. Take us on that journey. How do you go from this brilliant idea, Chicken Soup for the Soul, great little stories that tug at your heart and make you cry and make you full of joy, and turn that into this empire, and then continue to get this kind of message out to humanity?
Well, let's start with the principle. The principle is, for each and everyone listening, the creator is greater than his or her creation.
Yeah.
Now, that's critical because, you know, we're talking about Leonardo da Vinci, one of the great inventors of all times, and my partner, John Petrie, who's runs NPC and invented these 248 world-changing inventions, you know, he's greater than his last invention. And I keep bringing problems to him and I say, you know, Johnny, what are we going to do about this? And he figures it out. I mean, he is almost not of this world. That's how good his mind is, right? And I love him for folding blade windmills. We're working with the military. We're working with Caterpillar. We're working with General Electric. We're working with, these are Fortune 100 companies and 50 companies. These aren't little guys. These guys make $64 billion a year and are doing giant projects. And right now, the world's getting rebuilt. We're recreating the infrastructure. And I think I went too far. But back to where I started, since I was a little kid, I always wanted to grow up and be important and talk to people about things that mattered that would make a life-changing difference, a line I'd heard articulated more clearly than I'd thought about. I grokked it, so to speak, and I heard Jim Rohn say it. And I said, wow, that's what I really want to do. I want to enthusiastically get inside people's mind and heart with stories, because I knew I could tell stories, and I'd been a rock star and at 16 to 18. And we told stories from the band, and the people thought we were funny and cute and all that. So I loved mesmerizing an audience. And in school, you know, I was a student body leader, and they even sent me to India, and suddenly I'm in India talking to 2,000 Rotarians one of the first days there. And the first question a guy asked, why did you kill John Kennedy? Now, I'm with 50 other student ambassadors, one from every state, because they thought we were smart. And I look around and go, I didn't kill John Kennedy. I'm a 21-year-old, and I didn't go. Today, I'd say, why did you guys kill Mahatma Gandhi, right? Because you saw the movie with Ben Kingsley, I hope. Yeah. Anyhow, they and saw it. But I'm a scholar in all that. So I got to speak and have a wonderful time with lots of people in lots of different cultures and countries, came back to America. And I tried to be Bucky Fuller for a while after graduate school, and I was building Wall Street Racquet Club, botanical gardens, aviaries, and I blew out a company because I was building out of plastic, PVC, and I couldn't get any more, and went, because we had an oil embargo, 1974, yeah. You remember, gas went from nowhere to long gas lines. And
I was a petroleum transfer agent during that time, so yeah. I do remember, yes.
Yeah, and the Arabs said, we can write checks, how big your banks are bounced, and you know, all that kind of stuff. And for a while, I'm reading all the news, which is, I'm telling everyone listening, take a hiatus on the news. You don't need all the bad news fit to print. And turning off the news on TV for 6 months and taking a hiatus and implode instead of that positive stuff, whether it's my stuff, Joel Osteen stuff, Norman Vincent Peale stuff, Zig Ziglar stuff, Dennis Waitley. There's a lot of good stuff out there. Cavett Roberts stuff. There's more stuff now than ever before in history, and great podcasts. Anyhow, you know, luckily I'd sold my way through college, as you know. Got a tape from the guy who created the speaking industry, Cavett Roberts.
Yeah.
I wrote him a letter, and I'm bankrupt and upside down. I said, look, if you come up to New York, I'll pick you up. And I had a beat-up old Volkswagen with pitted windows, and I couldn't even afford to fix a windshield wiper, so I'd had wiped snow with my big, meaty hand, and the right side was rusted sort of out. And I'm picking up a guy that's really rich. He was from Arizona, had been a lawyer in a Dewey Rack Commission. They told him he was going to go die in 6 months, and he said, that's the best 38 years of my life, boy. And I picked him up, and he was very humble, and I said, tell me exactly how you do this business, because he had created the audio tape market. And I don't know if you know this, but he is talking to 15,000 Rotary Club members. The Sony tape recorder had just been invented, and he said, here's a tape, and you all love the talk called Are You the Cause or Are You the Effect? And I listened to that tape 287 times. I thought, if I created this, I can uncreate it and recreate it, which I did, obviously.
Yep.
And he sold and 15,000 of 15,000 bought a $20 Sony tape recorder and an audio tape because they'd never seen it. 100% of this audience, most Rotarians had good little networks in their little hometowns and had made money. And Cavett said, I couldn't sleep for the next 3 days. Well, then one of the guys in the audience was Zig Ziglar. And Zig Ziglar said, teach me how to do this. And Zig was from Yazoo City, Mississippi. And he said a lot of people now claim they're from Yazoo City. Well, I never would claim that, but I love Mississippi and Mississippians. Anyhow, and Cavett was also from Mississippi. So he was from Stockville, Mississippi. But that started the whole industry that now I'm told does $30 billion a year from a platform. And obviously we've got much bigger products. And back when I started selling the first book I did, Cavett was starting the National Speaker Association here in Arizona. We came to the Camelback. He said, I want you to give me $500. $500 to me is like me giving you a $50,000 check today. But I had no wife, no kids, only me. So I said, yeah, I'll stretch it and I'll give them all I got. And I listened to we had all the top speakers. Everybody was there, Zig and Cavett and David Yoho Sr. and guys that you may or may not know, Dr. Carl Winters and Bill Gove. And my heart was just soaring. I'm with all these giants, and they all kept saying the same thing. There were only 17 of us that had $500 that would do it because the other speakers were saying, Cavett, you're going to wreck the business. You know, we just want to go out and get a fee, and we want to get paid by General Motors. And Ken McFarland does 100 talks at $10,000. He makes $1 million a year. And every time he talks to 1,000 people, he sells 3 Cadillacs. And I thought, I don't want to sell Cadillacs. I want to sell personal improvement, personal empowerment. And you don't get it the first time. If there's only 2 ways to learn, impact or spaced repetition, they'd better walk home with my tapes and audios and that, because that saved my life. I would have killed myself because I thought I was worthless, lower than a worm. I was so low, reaching up to touch bottom, as the old cliche goes. And now suddenly I'm listening to Cavett's tape. I had a little tape recorder, and I'd put it up to my ear in that Volkswagen. I'm buying gas at 25 cents each and give myself what Zig Ziglar would call a checkup for a neck up. And when I had more money, I started buying everybody else's audio tapes. The car was loaded, and so I did talks, and I met this guy Chip Collins. You know, I'm out of the business of building, and now I'm living in a little home for $100 a month with 4 guys, and I go down to breakfast one morning, and I say, any of you guys know any professional speaker that's not a celebrity, not a doctor, not a lawyer, and not a cotton top, not old? I need somebody young that I can relate to. And I said, yeah. This guy, Chip Collins, trains us in real estate. He is mesmerizing. He's wonderful. He's in Hop Hog, Long Island, New York. And he's on at 9 o'clock, and it's 8:30 in the morning. And I jump in my little beat-up Volkswagen, go, whew, get out there, take him to lunch afterwards. And he said, look, kid, the chance you're making is 1 in 1,000. Chance you're making it is not very high. But if you'll stay out of real estate, because I own Long Island, and he ended up training the lady, Barbara Corcoran, that's on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
So she made her billion because of Chippy. Anyhow, and he and I are close friends. We met in Mastermind every Friday. But he said, I'll tell you exactly the question. So you go into the real estate office, you say, I'll teach prospecting, presenting, closing, good work habits. When's your next meeting? And I'd like to come. And if the guy says, what is the cost? He said, it's $25, you know, start below market. So I started $25 and we got to 50, 100, and now I'm 30,000 for a talk here and 75,000 international. But so things have gotten a lot better, right? But you polish it, you professionalize it. Just like I said, the creator's better than his or her creation. So you just get better and better at it. And it was amazing. I did little insurance offices and then bigger insurance offices. And then suddenly some things happen, like, because you're working. As you know, the franchises started in 1976, like Century 21. And I did all 29 regions here and 11 regions in Canada, and then they started going elsewhere. And all those guys were my friends. And because I thought I knew how to speak, Keith DeGreen, who lives here, and he and I wrote our first book, Cavett said, do a multi-authored book. So I got 20 people to put up $2,000, and that funded the book, because I didn't have any serious money yet at that first time. And Keith DeGreen and I did this book called Stand Up, Speak Out, and Win. I sold 20,000 copies at $10 each. I had $200,000. I went, I have died and gone to heaven. This is the best business in the world, man. I'm loving it. And the first talk I do, and I sell the book, is to life insurance agents. And I'm signing books, but I didn't know that you just signed Mark. At the time I was signing, Robert, you're my new best friend. I'm so thankful you're here. And all of a sudden, a bar mitzvah's coming in behind my talk.
Yeah.
And 37 guys went without buying a book. And I thought, $370, which, by the way, that was a fortune to me in 1974. I mean, you know, that meant I could eat for all week, which, coming out of bankruptcy where I didn't go on welfare or Social Security, or because I believe all of us have our self-responsibility to action. There's unlimited opportunities in America. That's why in 1 Minute Millionaire, I wrote, there's a million ways to make a million, and there's one right, easy, perfect, and acceptable way to your infinite talents, not my talents. I don't want you to be me, and I don't want to be you. I need you to be the best you can be and go do what you're supposed to do. And you came in here with a passionate purpose that's supposed to make an impact and leave a legacy difference. I don't know what it is, but you're supposed to masterpiece. You got your only thumbprint, eye print, voice print, thought print. And the most important print that nobody talks about is what I just said, thought print.
And so, imagine you don't figure that out. You not only impoverish yourself, but the world.
That's right. And by you being poor, you don't help anyone else get out of poverty. You only get everyone out of poverty by being rich. And the world's never been richer than it is right now. And great things are about to happen. Just there's macro more money than ever with crowdfunding and all kinds of things. I mean, that's now $20 or $30 billion, and it's only its fourth year in advance. But we had the president's economist, Dr. Steve Moore, here at a party, and I got to be, and he said, can I talk to you alone? I said, yeah, talk to me. We'll go in the corner, next room, whatever you want. And he said, you know, we need a little bit more money in America to rebuild the infrastructure. And I said, boy, is that true. He said, do you have any ideas? I'm told that you're the idea man. I said, yeah, I'm an idea farmer. I farm ideas. I got great ideas. He said, what is it? I said, we need to raise $100 trillion. That's spelled with a T, trillion. Boy, you see him, I could blow him over with a feather, like a feather. He said, $100 trillion. He said, that would pay for everything. He said, how do you want to do it? He said, do you have any antecedent? Do you have any prototype? Do you have any precedent for that? I mean, he's using all the big words like he thought I wouldn't know. I said, yes, I do. I just read Steve Ambrose's book, The Impossible Dream, Building the Railroads Across America, 1,200 pages. It's all about Abe Lincoln. Building the railroads is impossible. You can't build the railroads over the damn Rockies.
Right.
Because what they had to do is they had to tie the horses, bring them all the way up 14,000 feet, bring the Conestoga wagons up 14,000 feet. We're just learning about explosives coming in from China, dynamite and all that. But he needed money. He needed, back then, it was only, we're talking about 1863. We're talking about $100 million. $100 million when people are making 25 cents a day. Robert, that's impossible.
Right.
Next, get out of my office, right? You're crazy. What are you doing? And he raised $100 million on a 100-year bond. Oh, man. I'm telling you, this guy straightened up 100-year bond. He said, did they pay it back? I said, look, the book, the center of the book is how he got the money, how he paid the money. And now it's $100 trillion, not $100 billion. Man, he said, would you come to the White House and talk? I said, I'll go anywhere. This is what we got to do. The infrastructure in America has not been repaired since I was a little kid. Last roads we built were 1960. Ike built them. And that's why we had the ads. You remember GM ads was, see the USA on a Chevrolet. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
Because there were no jets until 1959.
Right.
Right? So we're in an amazing time, and we're in a breakthrough time, but it costs money. And the point is, as you lower the taxes and you circulate more money, there's more money to be had. We've never had more money in our government. Our government's gushed with money right now. And should we print it and have a 100-year bond? It's my idea. So, of course, I think it's a 100-year brilliant idea. Do I want any credit for it? I don't need credit. I need it to be executed because everything costs. We're building one road here in Arizona called Highway 11 from Tucson through here, up through Vegas, all the way up to Seattle, and up to Canada. That'll be the first new road in America in over 50 years. It's going to be 6 lanes. It's going to have electricity on the side of it. It's going to make it safe if we have an earthquake in California, where I love the place. I lived there for 44 years. But there's no roads that work. You've been on 405 and 5 and 10, and they're constipated. My little daughter, for her birthday, says, Daddy, you got to take us up to Hollywood. And, you know, all her and her husband and our families go up there. It's now 11 o'clock at night. We're coming out of Great Theater, and I get on the road, and it took us 2.5 hours to get back to Newport Beach. And I said, I really, really love great thinkers like Elon Musk.
Yes.
He said, here's the 4 big goals that I'm going to do. And what has he done? He said, I'm going to have cars that really work, Tesla. But Tesla is not a car. It's a computer on wheels.
Yeah.
It is a mobility service. He's created a brand new battery that now he's out of conflict with Panasonic. It's going to be, he says, as little as your thumbnail, made out of silicon, which you and I know how much sand there is. You've been on beaches having to go squish through your foot. There's no lack of sand. And that's going to be the new battery. So the car's going to be lighter than ever, cheaper than ever. Price is going to come down. And it's going to, pretty soon, it's going to be dynamic and be three-dimensional rather than two-dimensional. So we're in the most dynamic. And then he and Bezos and Branson are all saying, we're going to conquer space. And we're going to pull asteroids back and bring all the materials that we're short of. You can't make your cell phone without rare earths. And we've used them up. And other than my business trash to cash, maybe we can pull out rare earths, but we don't know how to do that yet. Now, we got great scientists working on it and at our lab, and I think it'll happen. Hasn't happened yet. But we're in the coolest time ever. And the point is, you ask a question, and your subconscious is compelled teleologically, cybernetically, to keep going. Just like the space program, Buzz Aldrin will tell you, 99% of the time we're off target, right? Teleological. It kept readjusting, right? Same for you. You wanted to buy, let's say, a $10 million building. You were off course saying, I don't have $10 million. I don't have a bank that'll give me that. I don't know a partner that'll fund this. I don't have private equity. You tell me all the stuff that you went through.
That's right.
What is the biggest building you ever bought? Are you allowed to say that on your show?
Sure, absolutely. I think the biggest building we bought was 610 units.
Holy schmoly.
That's a lot. And Kenny McElroy, whose office we're at, he's bought bigger buildings than that.
He owns 10,000 units.
He does. And boy, talk about a different level of thinking. Like all of a sudden, those are exactly the things. I can't afford it. You got to turn that around.
Yeah, because you can afford anything you want. And if you don't believe it, Robert and I give you permission to believe it. Now, don't be stupid or ignorant about it, but you know, be sophisticated, have savoir-faire, panache, and then read all the success stories that everybody else that did it so you can do it.
That's it. Good stuff. Well, my gosh, it's been like drinking from a fire hose. As usual, the new book is called Ask, The Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny. It's time to order it. Just go to Amazon. You can pre-order it, and it'll be shipped to you right away, and you'll be one of the first people to be able to read it.
If you order 100 of them, Amazon will tell me who you are and your phone number and all that. You're going to get a private one-day seminar with my wife and I, and then dinner at our house. So we're looking for, 100 people to buy 100, so I get half of my goal on time. So we're working hard to find it. I did it before with Chicken. I did it with 1 Minute Millionaire. We sold more books than ever before. And now my publisher says, you've got to do it again. I go, I didn't think I was going to have to do that.
But you know what? Easier than ever before. So yeah. We'll just rally the listeners. If you want to get the book, you should do that. If you want to get 100 and hang out with Mark Victor Hansen and his amazing wife, Crystal, then by all means, do that. Sir, it's been a pleasure as always. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Thank you.
There's the amazing Mark Victor Hansen. More when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
With everything going on in the world, don't let your lack of financial understanding derail your investments. Real estate investors need to see the bigger economic picture. The Federal Reserve, bonds and interest rates, precious metals, oil and gas, cryptocurrency, and the inner workings of monetary policy. Just a start. If you're at all confused about how and why market metrics intersect and what it means to you as a real estate investor, take your understanding to a new level with the Future of Money and Wealth video collection. Discover the opportunity to hedge against inflation, deflation, and stagflation. Gain critical insights on real estate niches that perform well in challenging times, and learn specific strategies to fortify your balance sheet before it's too late. Simply send an email to future@realestateguysradio.com for all the details. The Future of Money and Wealth includes 20 videos of powerful presentations and panel discussions featuring Robert Kiyosaki, Peter Schiff, G. Edward Griffin, Dr. Doug Duncan, Simon Black, CPA Tom Wheelwright, Brian London, Dr. Chris Martinson, and many more. Email future@realestateguysradio.com today.
If you want to learn how you could potentially increase your net worth by over $1 million and quit your job in just a few short years, listen closely for the next 60 seconds. This is Brad Sumrock, and over the past 16 years, I've helped thousands of people invest profitably in real estate, but not just any type of real estate. I specialize in helping people syndicate large apartment buildings so that they can be business owners and investors. In today's competitive environment, it's even more important than ever to leverage an experienced mentor, invest in your education, and have a team of advisors that has established relationships nationwide. And so many people right now seem to be struggling to find deals and then get them funded, but yet Sumrock students are thriving in today's marketplace. And with the new Trump tax laws, apartment investors are positioned now better than ever before to pay even less in taxes. To find out more, send an email to apartmentsnow@realestateguysradio.com and you'll get my recent presentation called Why Apartments Now. That's apartmentsnow@realestateguysradio.com.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki. I'm the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And if you're serious about learning how to invest in real estate, listen to the Real Estate Guys. They really know what they're talking about.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. We're so glad you tuned into the show. Tell a friend about the Real Estate Guys. And if you haven't done so yet, RSVP to our upcoming Crisis Investing webinar. We're going to have some amazing folks weigh in on what's happening and what you can do about it. And it's totally free. Just send an email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com to get on the list. Oh my gosh, what a powerhouse, Mark Victor Hansen.
I think I'm going to nominate him for most quotable guy ever. I mean, he's got so many little quotes. I was just furiously scribbling my notes to capture all of those things, little pearls of wisdom. But, you know, he's such an energetic, active mind. I mean, it's amazing. But the premise of really what he has to say is so simple to understand and so really difficult to live out if you really think about it, because you really do have to concentrate your brain. And I think that probably the big thing that he came away with is something Kenny McElroy always says: if you really want to change your life, you got to change who you hang out with. I mean, he opened up with that, hanging out with big thinkers. And, you know, you talked about our crisis webinar. That's the whole point. Right now, we're going through a lot of rapid change. The world is going through a lot of things it's never seen before. Circumstances are unlike anything ever before. There's a lot to try to comprehend. There's a lot to try to understand. And the only way I think that anybody is going to have a chance to really get through it and do well is to hang around big thinkers who can solve big problems and aren't afraid to take those things on. So the timing on this couldn't be any better, but man, what an amazing man.
Yeah, great, great stuff. And in fact, big thanks to Ken McElroy for hosting us in his studio as we recorded with Mark this week. And big thanks to our friend Kyle Wilson for putting that interview together. We had Mark on the show almost 10 years ago, and we were totally overdue to reconnect. What a great guy, and what an amazing day. His new book is called Ask the Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny. It comes out the end of April. You can pre-order it right now, and you certainly should. The size of your thinking determines the size of your results. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, our challenge for you this week is to just up your thinking a notch or two. Until next week, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com.
Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and Rich Dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723 extension 4. That's 888-489-7723 extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.